Next month, March 24th, marks the 30th anniversary of a historic recording by two modern masters of the alto saxophone, Jackie McLean and Ornette Coleman. It's just been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the record was a good idea, but there is a catch.
Jackie McLean on alto saxophone. He was a good match for his fellow altoist Ornette Coleman. Each had tinkered in his own way with the legacy of Charlie Parker, specifically the complicated sequences of chords Parker improvised from. McLean opted for simpler and gospel-oriented harmonies, the so-called hard bop style. Coleman wrote tunes that implied simple chord changes, but when improvising, he left himself free to modulate from one key to another, or to play an 8-bar passage in 7 or 9 bars if he wanted to, a style that required a rhythm section especially sensitive to his every move. McLean took the inside road and Coleman the outside, so recording together made sense, except for one thing. In order to keep his own playing fresh, back then Coleman was also playing violin and trumpet, despite his obvious limitations on either, and he decided to play trumpet on this session. If McLean had wanted a trumpet player, he knew better ones to ask, but why not? That's Offspring by Jackie McLean from his album New and Old Gospel, recently issued on CD by Blue Note. McLean and Ornette Coleman each wrote half of the program, and stylistically it falls somewhere between their respective styles. Actually, McLean tried to write like Coleman and vice versa. The gospel tune we heard at the beginning of this review is by Ornette. Drummer Billy Higgins had played a lot with both composers and had no trouble following either one. Pianist Lamont Johnson and bassist Scotty Holt were less experienced with Ornette's free bop style, and one of the best things about this record is hearing them try to fit in with Ornette. The pianist engages in a sort of dialogue with trumpet, playing lines more than chords. The bassist takes the opposite approach, hits a good groove and sticks with it no matter what. Gospel is one of those strange jazz records which is memorable precisely because the musicians are not on the same wavelength, a tradition which includes Coleman's own first recordings in the late 50s, some 1920s Louis Armstrong records, where he's swinging hard and the band isn't swinging at all, and a 1963 Albert Ayler LP, where the free jazz saxophonist and his polite Danish rhythm section sound like they're on different planets. Such recordings tend to occur when jazz is in transition between dominant styles, and what you hear is the sound of worlds in collision. It's not the perfectionist jazz some folks like, but it sure is fun to listen to. Oh, and one more thing. 30 years later, it would still be a good idea for Jackie McLean and Ornette Coleman to make a two alto saxophone record.
Kevin Whitehead is in Amsterdam working on a book. He reviewed New and Old Gospel on the Blue Note label.